This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a sad story of a pastor and his son who died of COVID-19 within days of each other. The two men were both greatly loved and respected by their church and family, so stay tuned to learn more about them. Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com. A Detroit pastor and his son have died of COVID-19 within just days of each other. Reverend Nathaniel Slappy Sr. died on April 30th after serving in the ministry for 50 years. His oldest son, Nathaniel Slappy Jr., died a few days later on May 2nd. Slappy Sr. pastored New St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church of Detroit during his 50 years of ministry. His son was a graphic artist and designer, as well as a girls' basketball coach at Detroit Country Day. Slappy Sr.'s wife, Josephine, never thought she would bury her husband and a son on the same day. She and her remaining four children, six grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren missed the two men greatly. The church conducted a memorial service in an empty sanctuary as they live-streamed the somber event. Best-selling author Jason Wilson served as a pallbearer during the funeral. He posted two photos of the event, sharing how hard it was for him to see a father and son honored in the same memorial service. He wrote this, "I thought I was ready, but I wasn't. To see a father and son side by side in caskets is heavy on so many levels. I was trying to stay strong, but I need a strength that I could never muster. So I've allowed myself to be weak so I can experience Yahushua's power." 2 Corinthians 12:9. "I am humbled to be a pallbearer because these two men were beloved by so many. Rest in peace, Pastor Nathaniel Slappy and Nate Slappy Jr." End quote. Slappy Jr.'s son, Nate Slappy III, says his father coached his entire life and loved it. He said his dad just loved nurturing people that way. Because of him and his grandfather, Nate is proud to carry the legacy of the family name. He says, "Our foundation of faith and all of those values we carry today were instilled by him." Slappy Jr. was supposed to turn 50 on May 9th, so to honor him, Nate's wife organized a surprise celebration for the family, which drew 100 people. Listeners, please pray for the Slappy family as they grieve their loss. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more news stories from a Christian perspective. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.